From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak program. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend James Porter, and he turns our thoughts to Mark's Gospel chapter 12 and some words found in verse 34, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." That message coming in just a few moments after these words in song.
Bible reading today is from Mark chapter 12, verse 34. And there we read, "And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that durst ask him any question." If one studies the earthly ministry of our Lord, they will see that he was a man of the people. He was one who had time for all members of society, whatever their rank and file. In the Gospels we read of him on many different occasions, talking to many people on a one-to-one basis, who were from different walks of life. The words that I have just read to you are but an example of this, for here the Lord is in conversation with one who is a scribe. Prior to this, the Saviour had been responding to questions that had been put to him by the Pharisees and Sadducees. These questions had been asked with evil intent, in the hope that they might find a flaw in the Lord's words. But alas, their desires were not realized, because our Saviour in every part of his life was without sin. Now this scribe had been listening to the answers the Lord gave. And verse 28 of the same chapter says, "He perceived that he had answered him well." Because of this, the scribe in turn asked the Lord, "Which is the first commandment of all?" The reply he received was, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, This is the first commandment. Scribe in turn says, Master, thou hast said the truth. And it is following this that the Lord says in verse 34, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And these words of Christ tell us three very important things about the character of this scribe. First of all, they show that he was a man of perception. When the Lord said, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God, he was revealing that here was a man who perceived and was aware of his spiritual need. Being a scribe, he was fully acquainted with the word of the Lord and what the law of God demanded, in the same way as any lawyer is versed with the laws of the land. So this man was versed in the statute book of God's word. This is evident from his reaction to the answers that the Lord gave to the Sadducees regarding the resurrection. Speaking to the Sadducees about the matter, our Lord said in verses 26 and 27, Have you not read in the book of Moses how God is not the God of the dead, but of the living? And following this, it says of the scribe in verse 28, that he perceived that he had answered him well. And such a reaction shows that the scribe was aware of what the Bible had to say on the resurrection. Then, when Christ answered the question, which is the first commandment of all, whenever he answered that question by saying, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Whenever the scribe heard that, he replied, Master, thou hast well said. This man knew only too well that there was only one God in heaven who was to be worshipped and loved by men with all their hearts. He had a good knowledge of the scriptures. Because of this, our Lord says, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. Oh, here was a man who wasn't far from entering into God's kingdom. He wasn't far from being saved. I wonder, is this how it is with you this morning? Like the scribe, you too have a great acquaintance with the word of God. In Isaiah 45, verses 21 and 22, the Lord is speaking and he says, There is no God else beside me, a just God and a Saviour. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. These are words that you readily agree to. You know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only Saviour, that he is the one that you must look to if you are to enjoy the forgiveness of all your sin and be made ready for heaven. There are many in this world and they despise no time whatsoever for the word of God. But this is not the case with you. No, like this scribe, you have a great respect for God's word. And for this very reason, the Lord speaks to your heart through these words today by saying, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. But then secondly, these words, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God, show us also that this scribe was a man of great privilege. This man had the privilege of nearly becoming a member of God's kingdom. He wasn't far from being saved. He was not far from the kingdom of God. This privilege was enhanced by the very fact that he was now in the immediate presence of the Saviour himself. He was speaking directly with the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He was conversing with the one who said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. We could say in truth that this man was standing at the very door or gate of heaven. And as well as the Saviour's company, this man also had the company of others who had a respect for the word of God. Being a scribe, he would have trained with those who would have had an outward reverence for the scriptures of truth. Well, this scribe, we could say, lived a good, clean, upright life. He was not like the prodigal son who spent his substance with riotous living and with harlots. What privileges this man enjoyed, and as a result of them, he was not far from the kingdom of God. Dear listener, is it so with you as well? When you consider the privileges of this man, you see a picture, yes, a mirror of your own self. Throughout your life, you too have enjoyed the company of those who have a love and respect for the word of God. Perhaps it's the case that you have been brought up in a Christian home where there are loved ones who love the Lord and his word. Perhaps you have often been to gospel meetings where you have heard God's word faithfully preached. Is it the case that times without number you have heard the word of God telling you of your need of being saved and of the way of salvation. 1 Peter 3 verse 18 we read, "For Christ also have once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God." These are words that you have often heard and thought about yourself. You have had many privileges in the gospel, and because of them the Lord says to your heart today, through his word, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." But finally, these words, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God," show us that this man was also in great peril. Although this man was near the kingdom of God, he was not near enough, for he was still outside God's kingdom. In other words, he was still not saved. And this was his great plight. He was still under the condemnation of God for his sin, and was still bound for hell. He was still dead in trespasses and sins, without God in his life. He was in great peril and in terrible danger. For had he died in his sin at that moment, he would have perished with his sins unforgiven. Romans 6 verse 23 tells us, "For the wages of sin is death." And his plight is the plight indeed of many. Yes, despite all their privileges and all their perceptions, they still, as well, perish in their sin. You think of Cain. He had the privilege of Christian parents. He knew the way of salvation, yet he perished in his sin. Consider Judas Iscariot. No man had privileges and opportunities like him, yet he perished in his sin in hell. You think of King Agrippa. He said to Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." He was almost persuaded, but lost. Dear listener, you may not be far from the kingdom of God today, but in that place, I must say to you that you are in a position of great peril. Yes, a position of the utmost peril. For if you were to die this moment, your soul would be cut off out into God's eternity, into hell itself. The hymn writer says, "Fairest flowers soon decay, youth and beauty pass away. Oh, you have not long to stay, be in time. While the Spirit bids you come, sinner, do no longer roam, lest you seal your hopeless doom, be in time." May you remain no longer in that place of imminent danger. But may you repent of your sin, come to Christ for cleansing from all your sin, and call upon him to save you. Jonah chapter 2 verse 9 says, "Salvation is of the Lord." Trust in him today and experience God's salvation within your heart for time and eternity.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.